It's Tuesday, October 22nd, 2019, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Maybe shadow IT isn't so bad. Drones deliver for Wing, Google, and FedEx. And device security woes and what they mean. This is the Business of Tech. A new report suggests that the so-called shadow IT may not be so damaging. A recent study of 1,000 IT pros published by Entrust Data Card has a lot of insights. From ZDNet, quote, 77% believe their organizations could earn an edge by embracing shadow IT solutions. Supporting shadow IT helps empower employees to use their preferred tools, which delivers long-term benefits, the survey's authors point out. IT teams recognize that the rise in shadow IT suggests employees want better ways to work. Security ranks relatively low as a consequence of shadow IT. The problem, the survey finds, is that today's IT departments often lack the processes and protocols to enable employees to use preferred technologies securely. Collaboration between IT and executive leaders to put security protocols in the right places may help get more out of shadow IT, the survey's authors state, end quote. So why do we care? Shadow IT has been cast as the boogeyman so many times it's hard to count. It's a reality, and it's not going anywhere. We know that ignoring user requests results in more shadow IT anyway. It's in the best interest of everyone to work together on this to deliver security, rather than try and fight it, and the data may be showing that starting. Christiansburg, Virginia was the site of the first companies making commercial deliveries to homes using drones on Friday, as aircraft operated by Wing, an offshoot of Google's parent company, delivered FedEx packages to customers participating in the program. The drones operate from a base Wing calls a nest about a mile away. The drones are made from a kind of foam used in bicycle helmets and fly using a combination of 12 helicopter-like rotors and two wing-mounted propellers. One pilot can monitor up to five drones from a control booth located at the nest, made up of shipping containers. The drones travel at speeds of up to 65 miles per hour and can carry 3-pound packages within a range of roughly 3.5 miles. Both Wing and UPS have received clearances from the Federal Aviation Administration for package delivery by drone. UPS is conducting deliveries of medical supplies at a hospital campus in North Carolina as their first project. Why do we care? These first practical implementations tell a lot about the way drones will be implemented, and some of the rules changed with the FAA tell us about the boundaries of regulation. While self-driving cars get a lot of coverage, deliveries by robot should arrive much faster. Robots that move at speeds of less than 25 miles per hour on the ground for deliveries require less coding to handle those potentially fatal interactions with humans, and drones in the air involving small packages and no human life share that trait. The bet with my co-hosts on killing it is whether or not I will get a burrito delivered by flying drone or by rolling robot first. Both seem viable, and I predict will happen before the rollout of self-driving cars. A collection of related stories. The Vatican has launched its first wearable last week. Their Click to Pray e-Rosary is an app-driven wearable that can be used to learn to pray the rosary. Within a day, a security researcher had discovered a severe flaw in the device, which allows a hacker to take over a person's account just by knowing the potential victim's registered email. The issue has been fixed. At the same time, white hat hackers at Germany's security research labs developed 8 apps, 4 Alexa skills, and 4 Google Home actions, that all passed Amazon or Google's security vetting processes that were actually malicious apps that posed as simple apps for checking your horoscope, and then eavesdropped on users and fished for their passwords. Ars Technica with videos of the demos. Keeping this train rolling, within the same 48-hour period, TechCrunch reported that Mercedes-Benz car owners using their car's phone app were reporting that their cars were displaying other people's account and vehicle information. Owners were reporting being able to see location data of where other owners were located, but not appear to be able to impact the lock and unlock features, nor the engine start and stop features. The why do we care seems obvious. The skill of the company releasing the product matters now when you think security. And these are significant companies who are struggling with security too. This is one period of a few days and vary between established products and ones entirely new to the market. The only way this gets better is when customers and service providers demand more. Security woes are going to get worse before they get better.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of this week, I'll be in Adelaide, Australia for the SMB IT Professionals National Conference, presenting on the future of the modern solution provider. I'm also pleased to announce I'll be presenting at the Channel Evolution Europe event in London, December 2nd and 3rd. Listeners can get 20% off attendee registration with code SOBEL and link in the show notes. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. You can find us online at mspradio.com, in your favorite podcatcher, in your news flash for Amazon Alexa-enabled devices, or find episodes on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Like what you hear? Share our Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube feeds to help grow the audience, and we'll see you tomorrow.